Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming's statewide lodging tax generates nearly $80 million, boosting tourism efforts. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Wyoming's statewide lodging tax has generated nearly $80 million since its start in 2021, helping boost tourism across the state. According to Cowboy State Daily, the tax, which adds a 5% surcharge on most lodging, raised $49 million in the 2023-24 biennium alone, surpassing initial expectations. The revenue is used by the Wyoming Office of Tourism to promote the state as a travel destination and fund local tourism projects. Tourism Director Diane Schober highlighted the state's strong recovery post-COVID. In Campbell County, the Convention and Visitors Bureau has reported a 12.4% increase from 2022 to 2023 in lodging tax deposits. 2022 generated over $984,000 in lodging tax revenue, while 2023 generated over $1.1 million. Governor and superintendent call for stricter cell phone policies in Wyoming schools. Governor Mark Gordon and Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Degenfelder are urging Wyoming school districts to reevaluate and enforce stricter cell phone policies during the school day. According to a press release from the governor's office, a joint letter sent to educational leaders across the state expressed concern over the negative impact of unrestricted phone use on both academic performance and student well-being. The letter cites growing evidence linking cell phones and social media to mental health issues like depression, anxiety, and bullying. Gordon praised districts already taking action, while Degenfelder stressed the need to protect the instructional environment for students and teachers alike. Both officials urged districts to enforce existing policies to create more focused, supportive classrooms. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.